Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Naresh Mago with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concludes his three-nation tour of Indonesia, Australia and New Zealand. Departs for India after holding extensive talks with New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. Vietnam government orders probe into speedboat tragedy that killed 15 Indian tourists. US launches new round of strikes against Iran after IRGC forces attack container ship transiting Strait of Hormuz. Iranian Navy closes the vital sea corridor until further notice. Typhoon Bavi makes landfall in eastern China, 2 million people evacuated. Argentina beats Switzerland to set up FIFA World Cup semi-final clash with England. And Linda Noskova beats Carolina Muchova to win first Wimbledon tennis title. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has concluded his three-nation tour of Indonesia, Australia and New Zealand and has departed for India after holding extensive talks with New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. India and New Zealand elevated their bilateral ties to a strategic partnership and signed several agreements and memoranda of understanding across key sectors. These include defence, tourism, sports, disaster management and dairy and animal husbandry sectors. A major highlight of the visit was a community event at Auckland's Spark Arena, attended by over 10,000 members of the Indian diaspora. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Modi stated that the future of India and New Zealand is intertwined and the bilateral trade agreement will accelerate India's journey towards a developed nation.
भारत और न्यूजीलैंड के रिश्ते में यादें भी हैं, दोस्ती भी हैं, वैल्यूज भी हैं और एक कमिटमेंट भी है। भारत न्यूजीलैंड की यही वाका एक नई यात्रा पर निकलने के लिए तैयार है। हमारे सामने अवसरों से भरा खुला समुद्र है, हवाएं हमारे साथ हैं, समंदर की विशाल लहरें हमारे साथ हैं, इच्छा शक्ति का नीला आसमान हमारे साथ है, पाने को काफी कुछ है और मैं जानता हूं हम सफल होंगे।
On the occasion, Prime Minister Luxon described India as a trusted friend, praised the contribution of the Indian community to New Zealand's progress and appreciated Prime Minister Modi's leadership. Prime Minister Modi thanked Prime Minister Luxon for his warm hospitality and said the visit had opened a new chapter in India-New Zealand relations.
40 साल के बाद कोई भारतीय पीएम न्यूजीलैंड की धरती पर आया है ये मेरा सौभाग्य है मैं न्यूजीलैंड के सभी निवासियों के लिए आप सभी लोगों के लिए 140 करोड़ भारतीयों की शुभकामनाएं लेकर आया हूं साथियों प्रधानमंत्री के रूप में भले ही मेरा पहला न्यूजीलैंड दौरा है लेकिन 25-30 साल पहले जब मैं किसी सरकार में भी हिस्सा नहीं था सार्वजनिक जीवन में मुझे कोई जानता नहीं था तब भी मुझे यहाँ न्यूजीलैंड आने का अवसर मिला था
मिनिस्ट्री ऑफ एक्सटर्नल अफेयर्स स्पोक्सपर्सन रणधीर जायसवाल सेड प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदीज थ्री कंट्री विजिट डिलीवर्ड सिग्निफिकेंट आउटकम्स एडवांसिंग कोऑपरेशन अक्रॉस सेवरल सेक्टर्स इंक्लूडिंग ट्रेड टेक्नोलॉजी सिक्योरिटी एजुकेशन इनोवेशन एंड पीपल टू पीपल एक्सचेंजेस अमंग अदर्स After concluding his three-nation visit, Prime Minister has arrived in New Delhi. Vietnamese Prime Minister Le Minh Hun has ordered a probe into the speedboat tragedy near Phu Quoc Island that claimed the lives of 15 Indian tourists. According to a statement issued by the Consulate General of Vietnam in Mumbai, Prime Minister Hun has asked authorities to identify shortcomings, determine the causes of the accident and implement corrective measures to prevent similar accidents in the future. The Vietnamese Prime Minister has also directed the authorities to take strict legal action against anyone found to have violated regulations that may have caused the accident. The Vietnamese Prime Minister has also directed the authorities to provide assistance to the victims and their families. The tragic incident occurred yesterday when the speedboat carrying 36 people, including four crew members, flipped after reportedly being hit by a sudden wave of Rutnungwai Islet. While local authorities managed to rescue 21 people, 15 Indians, including two women, died. The Indian embassy in Vietnam has released the list of the deceased provided by the Vietnamese authorities. Of the 15 deceased, 10 are from Tamil Nadu, 3 from Andhra Pradesh and 2 from Kerala. The United States launched a new round of strikes against Iran after Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps IRGC forces attacked a Cyprus-flagged container ship transiting the Strait of Hormuz. A report.
U.S. military said the strikes were carried out at the direction of President Donald Trump. U.S. CENTCOM said the attack on the commercial vessel left a civilian crew member missing and the vessel is unable to continue the journey due to an onboard fire and significant engine room damage. Explosions were heard in Keshem Island, Bandar Abbas and Sirik following the attacks. Meanwhile, Iran has closed the Strait of Hormuz until further notice. Iran's IRGC Navy said the sea route was closed following an incident involving a vessel that attempted to use an unauthorized route. The force said no ships will be allowed to transit through the strategic waterway until what it called U.S. interference in the region ends. The announcement came after the IRGC claimed it fired a warning shot and stopped the vessel. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump said that negotiations with Iran will continue despite tensions. Jagyasa Pandey, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you top international news and updates from around the globe. Typhoon Bavi made landfall late last night in the coastal city of Taizhou in eastern China, where nearly 2 million people were evacuated. The typhoon had earlier hit Japan's southern Tsukishima island chain and brushed past northern Taiwan. State media said more than 1.7 million people had been evacuated across Zhejiang province, along with more than 100,000 each from neighboring Fujian province and Beijing, and some 34,000 from Shanghai. In the Philippines, 17 people have died due to heavy rains brought by an enhanced southwest monsoon and worsened by Bavi's impact. Taiwan's fire department said 113 people had been injured. The death toll from the earthquakes that devastated Venezuela last month has risen to more than 4,300. The June 24 twin quakes in La Guaira, the first of a 7.2 magnitude shock, followed seconds later by another reaching a magnitude of 7.5, were the biggest the country has seen in more than a century. President of the Venezuelan National Assembly, Jorge Rodriguez, said that over 16,000 people were injured in the devastating earthquake. Currently, thousands of volunteers remain deployed across the country to ensure the welfare of the affected population. Moving on to sports, in the FIFA World Cup, defending champions Argentina will face England in the semi-finals after beating Switzerland 3-1 in Kansas City, Missouri this morning. Julian Alvarez, Alexis McAllister and Lautaro Martinez scored for Argentina. Earlier, England defeated Norway 2-1 in a quarter-final match at Miami Stadium, Florida. Spain and France have already booked their places in the last four. Spain secured a thrilling 2-1 victory over Belgium to advance, while France progressed with a comfortable 2-0 win over Morocco. In tennis, 21-year-old Linda Noskova won her maiden Grand Slam title after defeating fellow Czech Karolina Muchova 6-2, 5-7, 6-3 in the Wimbledon women's singles final at Centre Court, London last night. Noskova became the third Czech woman in 4 years to win the grass court major after Markita Vondrousova in 2023 and Barbora Krejcikova in 2024. After winning the title, Linda said it's never easy to get to the last point.
Ladies singles champion for 2026 from the Czech Republic, Linda Noskova.
It feels incredible. And all these matches have been so tough, so physically or mentally tough. Especially, you know, it's never easy to get the last point. I think we made a history.
The stage is also set for the men's singles final tonight, where world number one Jannik Sinner will face Germany's Alexander Zverev. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in New Delhi after concluding his three-nation tour of Indonesia, Australia and New Zealand. Vietnam government orders probe into speedboat tragedy that killed 15 Indian tourists. U.S. launches new round of strikes against Iran after IRGC forces attack container ship transiting Strait of Hormuz. Iranian Navy closes the vital sea corridor until further notice. Typhoon Bavi makes landfall in eastern China, 2 million people evacuated. And Argentina beats Switzerland to set up FIFA World Cup semi-final clash with England. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.